gozaimasu. Hello, it is the standard, the conversation, the blueprint, the CEO, Mercedes Money. And you are listening to Mangu Kon Salami podcast. So make sure you join and listen to it weekly.
All right, this is Steambox. You're back with another podcast from Highlander Charter School, where they have the 2 weeks in a row number one podcast in the world, Mangu Kon Salami. Steampunks from Highlander, please say what's up to the world.
What's up?
How you doing?
How do you guys feel that we were like way number two? We were a very distant number two all year long.
It'd be above.
You were a brand new class of people who hadn't done podcasting before, and then you took all year long, but by the end of the year, you captured number one.
Improvement.
You could be above. You could be above number one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if
zero.
Maybe Clutch. If you're Angie, you want to be number zero. Yo, I actually think that your number one is better than number zero. So Mangu Kon Salami is here. That's yours. It's your baby, right? I understand that. But I had a conversation with the other students. So I introduced it and I added it onto the podcast as a side hustle. I said, this is just other people having a similar conversation. But here's something they had to say. One of my Steampunks guys, he exchanged IGs with somebody, a girl that he likes. Somebody that he likes, right? Romantically. And what he found, he was happy that they were willing to exchange, you know, Instagram. Yeah, so that they can follow each other and stuff. He found that she has a boyfriend. So my next question, because we were talking about douchebaggery a minute ago, right? When we were talking about douchebaggery, I was a douchebag when I was younger, right? Like, I grew up in toxic masculinity. I broke all kinds of rules. So my next question is, you find out that the girl that you really like, the girl that you really want, and for ladies, whatever pronoun, whatever person it is, the person that you're really romantically interested in, right? You find out the person that you're really romantically interested in, you find out that they already have a partner. So my next question is, again, because I was a douchebag, is what does that mean to you? Is that a red light? Is that a green light and you don't care? Or is that a yellow light? Proceed with caution. Go ahead.
They have this saying down in Georgia. Don't let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband. And I think that's very much the truth.
That's very interesting. Because you're saying if you're really feeling this person and it's kind of like a meant to be situation, then you got to go for it. Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
Are you from Georgia?
No, not at all.
I've never even been.
No, I was mainly kidding. It was like devil's advocate thing. But I feel like if you really do like somebody, sometimes you have to be able to risk looking like a douchebag in order to, you know, get with that person if it's really meaningful. But you shouldn't do that like all the time, because then you're just kind of like messed up. Like, you're a bad person.
So red light, yellow, right. Yellow light, green light. You're yellow, I'm taking it?
It depends on the situation. It's like, because sometimes you need to know more about like who that person is.
So not quite red, not quite green.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, orange light.
So you're an orange light.
Yeah.
All right, then interesting.
So it's like, proceed with caution, learn a little bit more, like see what's up. If it's obvious that they're drifting away, then it goes more towards a yellow light, because you might have more of a chance. They're probably going to break up if they're drifting away like that. Right. But if they're like really in love and it's like, they can't stop talking about each other and stuff, then it probably goes more towards red. Because if I really like this person, then I want them to be happy. I want them to be happy even if it doesn't include me.
I feel you. He's more yellow, you're more red, but you're both somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I just heard. Because, like, I feel like it's red. Because, like, how do you feel if, let's say, like, let's switch it real quick. If you're a boy and your girlfriend is talking to another guy, you actually take her serious, like you're being loyal, you're talking to her, and she's talking to other guys. I'd be so mad. You guys are saying that, but like, if you was in his position, you'd be angry.
Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's more of like, you see that they aren't happening in that situation. So like, if they're in a happy relationship, why am I about to ruin something for no reason?
How you know they're not thinking?
That's what I'm saying.
And well, that's different, because that's not my business, right? So, like, if they're faking it, bro, then I'm going to go off what I'm seeing.
I feel like if someone's in a relationship, just leave it.
So, Billy said, what if you see cracks in the foundation, right? What if you see that that relationship is not really,
I guess,
going? Yeah. Would that change it for you if you see that, like, it's a broken,
there for them more, gives you more of a chance, and B, you're there for your,
I have to see like it will have to be like continuous. I have to see it like continuous, like more than once.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Seeing some severe cracks.
Going off what Billy said, it makes you seem like you're still there and you're still caring about them. And that shows that, yeah, I may be a little hurt due to the fact that you may be finding someone else, but yet I'm still going to be there and be your supporter because I told you that I would be there for you. So really it just shows how, and that's how you could end a relationship and be on like, oh, okay, we're cool. But did it end in a weird way? Was it all abrupt and stuff?
It shows your loyalty towards that person.
Go ahead. Because when I care about somebody on that level, right, to the point where it's like even considering such things, I don't mind being friends with that person if push comes to shove, because it's about caring about that person. It's more than romanticism at that point. Mm-hmm. So if I still care about that person and I don't want, I'm not going to ruin a relationship, then I'll probably still be around as like friends and just caring.
I have a follow-up question for you in a minute. Let me ask you, because it was great, I think, who's like, yo, I don't want to date for another 10 years. And I want to secure the bag first. I want to get my career. I want to get my money. That's you, both of you, right? Didn't you both at some point? Because Great said something like that the other day. So the question's for both of you. So 10 years from now, the person that you really like is with somebody else. What does that mean for you? You search for another one. You keep it moving. That's a red light for you.
As long as you're not married, you don't got kids, life goes on. Because at that point, you're not stuck into a trap that the government may
fight. Again with the government. I'm so mad that we got to do a government podcast, man. I need to hear all your theories. Next week, we got this. Tell me a little bit more, though. Not about the government. Tell me a little bit more. Is that a red light or a green light? Are you saying you got to keep trying to get with that person, or you got to keep trying to find somebody else?
If they're ready to look for somebody else, then you should be able to go ahead and look for another person. It's just like a double standard of, you know, like someone, oh, if I go look for this person, if I go try and cheat or be infidelity, then nobody else can get infidelity. The person I'm with can't be in it, right, or whatever.
I'm coming to you two in just a second.
But if we're like going off what he said, his friend found a girl and she had a boyfriend. But if we're like being logical right now, it's obviously like not, like, it's really a red, because like if they're still dating, they obviously got enough of love for each other to just keep going, because you could have just ended it. There's obviously no cracks. There's really a red.
All right. The person that you really like, you find out that they're dating somebody. Is that a red light, a green light, or a yellow light for you to proceed and still try to flirt with this person?
Red light. If they're in a relationship, why would you even though if you like the person, okay, you like the person, but during a relationship, you gotta move on.
Yeah, flirt is different. Flirt is like red light.
Flirt is red light.
Yeah.
But you were yellow light. What were you yellow light out? What were you gonna do?
Being around. But like flirting is different. Because you're like actively like homewrecking and that.
Oh, you're homewrecking. Y'all are teenagers. They ain't no home. Y'all gonna be in seven more relationships.
It's not a homewreck, but then the toxicity about, oh, I see you with her, this and that. Oh, are you still with her? Do you still like her? Do you still love me? And the overthinking and then the toxicity and then the fighting and then the arguing. That's just a red thing. It's not good for you. Let it go.
Are you with this person?
Sorry, but preach. She understands so much. That's why I love you, Daily.
I haven't heard from this corner. Let me go to this corner. Okay. This corner, what's up? Is this a red light situation, a yellow light situation? It's a red light. It's a no can do. Even though you really want this person, they're with somebody else. So not right now?
Yeah, because I feel like that's not just kind of like disrespectful to like, that's just disrespectful to our relationship. And it also shows like something bad about you. Like if you're trying to wreck someone's relationship, that means that there's something wrong too.
Yeah.
If you're trying to wreck somebody's relationship, that means there's something wrong with you. Before I come to you, let me ask you a follow-up question, okay? So you've seen the future. You've seen the future, and your future is with this person. Your future is with this person. You're going to have babies and be happy with this person in the future. Is it still a red light?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes.
Because at that moment, they're still together, and you got to respect. anyone's relationship, even if us, even if you think they're toxic, or even if you think that they don't have a good relationship, they still gotta discuss it.
The reason I ask that is because sometimes if you're really feeling somebody, you can see a future, right? Like you kind of can. Has anybody ever liked somebody like that? And then you can kind of, you start mapping out the next few weeks. Oh, this person going to prom with me. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. What did you want to add?
Like, even if you do, let's say if you do see it in the future or whatever,
yep,
that person still has to go through things, go through different relations so they can get the maturity that they need to be with you. Let's say if they don't get that experience that they need first before getting with you, then it's not going to work. It's not going to be the same thing. So you got to wait till he gets that experience so he could do right with you.
You're not doing applause for that because that was like, that was as profound as the last one. That was pretty big. What do you want
to
add?
Bill, for me, I don't feel like you're ready to plan life if you've only been with them for less than 3 months. Because there's infatuation.
Yeah.
You just like think, oh, that's the one. That's the one for me. When really, they could be like a whole different thing that you're not into.
Yeah.
You're just like blinded by their appearance or love of them.
Yeah, that's very interesting. If you're not yet in a relationship with somebody, then you haven't seen all sides of that person. That's an important thing to note. For those of us who have been in relationships already, you know that it doesn't matter if it's better or worse. You know that the person you end up dating is oftentimes very different from the person that you looked at first. Then you find out that she's a little goofy or he's a little goofy, but sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. What did you want to add?
I was just going to say, like, if you really, like, let's say hypothetically, you're a visionary, you see the future with this person, you still have to live your life, experience your stuff, and they have to do the same thing. You guys have to continue the path until it merges. Therefore, you shouldn't like force it. Because if you force it, it kind of like, it ruins it in a way. Like if you try to force your destiny, it kind of impedes that destiny in it.
What'd you want to add?
I think that if you see a future with that person and you really think it's going to happen and they're in a relationship, I think you should wait and see if that's actually true. Because if they're the right person, if they're going to come back and they're going to like, and you guys are going to have that future. But if they're not, then it wasn't right.
You two are on the same page. You're talking about impeding destiny, right? Like and some people, like the way that some people use destiny in movies, it's like some fantasy kind of thing. But like if you look at destiny just kind of as a timeline kind of path, right? Like in that way, it's scientific. And you're talking about how you can alter somebody's scientific destiny and path in life. So I find that very interesting. I haven't forgotten about you. What do you think?
Think about what?
Red light, yellow light, green light for this situation.
Red light, because like, to be honest, that's somebody else's relationship. I can't butt in. Plus, it's not my business. Plus, that's like your relationship. I don't really care. And as long as somebody's taking care of my bae, I don't really care. So,
as long as somebody else is taking care of your bae, they're going to be yours later anyway. They're in your destiny. So we'll see what's up.
Holding them.
All right, what do you think? This situation, we got a red light, yellow light, or green light?
It's a red light.
It's a red light.
Yeah, like Shay said, I'm not going to go into somebody's relationship. Like, that's all them. Especially if it's someone, like, long-term. Like, they've been with each other, like, a year or more than that. I'm not going to go in and try to ruin that. So that's just an asshole.
It's an asshole move to go in and ruin that. Somebody else talked about how you wouldn't want that happening to you. I think that was you, right? How you wouldn't want that happening.
I agree. I feel like if you do something, you should expect it to be done to you, whether positive or negative. Treat others how you want to be treated is very
the rude. Golden rule, karma. I was wondering when that was going to come out.
But still, it's like, in this generation, it's really like, it's a green light if I do it, but it's a red light if it happens. Like, I could do it, it'll be fine. Like, honestly, I don't care. Like, I'm actually the type to really, I'll mess with someone's girl and take him. But if it happens to me, I'm going to be upset. I'm just going to be angry. I don't know.
You were the first person to say red light.
But I'm saying this is how it is. Like, nowadays, that's how it's going to be. Like, it's really going to be like that.
This is some Wild West stuff?
Yeah. There's morals versus truth. There's a difference.
There's that, and then there's us.
There's how you would like yourself to act, and then how you would act.
I think this is very interesting. This is not what I found already, and you guys kind of ruined... You ruined my science. I told you guys that this conversation started with other students. And what I found with other students and then other people that I continued to ask, what I found is that every single boy had the same answer and that every single girl had the same answer, but not today, not here at Highlander Charter School. You guys want to know what I found?
Because we're diverse and we have our own opinion.
What do you think the boys said if it was a different answer?
Green light.
Green light.
Hello.
Red light, yellow light, green light. The boys, unanimously said yellow light. The boys were all yellow light. There were some that were like, oh, green light in these situations, but other situations, like if it's your friend, maybe not. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And the girls, every single one of them said red light before, which is different, right? Because here, everybody said red light. Everybody's like, no, we respect your relationship. Our time will come later.
So I changed my mind. I switched to me.
You want to be down with the boys?
No, I just want to be like the opposite. I'm not.
Well, yeah, you guys were the opposite, though. You were the opposite today. You were on team opposite. What we found, though, was really more interesting to me because we've thought about this before. You've seen this before. You've seen it. You might have seen this with Harry Potter. You might have seen this with Hermione getting down with Ron, and you're like, yo, what about Harry? Right?
They knew my boy Grimey.
Like, should Harry try to get down? Right? Like, y'all seen this before? That's an interesting development there. So what we found was when I asked the girls why, one of the things that came back was they used the word reputation. Did any of the girls here consider this?
Yeah, because for a girl, if you do something like this, oh, you're a hoe, you're a whore, you're this, you're the other. And if a guy does it, it's like, oh, it's a guy.
The guys are sometimes given legendary status.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, damn, you took his girl. Mr. Took your girl.
For kind of legendary.
But the girls are given like some like really like super offensive.
Oh, you're a hopper, you're this, you're that. And it's like you do the same thing. And when people say something about it, oh, it's just chill. It's whatever. Yeah.
So the definition of sexism is not treating the genders equally, right? And isn't that one way, if we are two people, a boy and a girl doing the same thing and we're celebrating the boy, but condemning the girl and calling her awful words? Like, that is sexist. But also, I find that probably some of us might have thought these things before, right? Some of us might celebrate our boys. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, we got to think about this, right? Because I thought like that for a long time. And now having these conversations and listening to girls tell me that how it affects their reputation, it makes me wonder, damn, why am I such a douche if I celebrate this guy? If I'm going for Harry, if I'm like, Harry, forget Ron, go after Hermione, go get your girl. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, am I a douchebag? Maybe yes, right? That's sexist if it would be different otherwise.
Yeah, because then people talk and people are like, oh, no, don't, she's a hoe. She's been with this, do that, do the other. And then let's say if it's something serious and the family's kind of, what are they going to say when you think you're, oh, you're a hoe or you with this and then that do?
I see you. I'm going to ask one more question. I promise I'm getting to you. Okay. The example that I've used, Harry, Hermione, Ron, right?
Yeah.
Harry's like at the end of the movies when they're, you know, adults or whatever. Harry's like, you know what? To hell with this. I've always had something to say to you, Hermione. I'm going for it. And then he wins her over. How is Harry received? How do audiences feel about Harry?
Let's go.
Like the audience wants that, right?
Yeah. I think it depends which side they're going. We're on.
Yeah.
No, you're right. There's definitely people. Like, for example, I think Neville's the hero of the whole series. But
sure.
Neville's the one who said. Anyway, sorry. I'm not going to get into that. But let's flip it. And if Hermione breaks up Harry and the ginger girl that he's with, what's her name?
Ginny.
So, it was right there. The word is that easy. So Harry breaks up, Hermione breaks up Harry and Ginny. Hermione's like, I've always thought about you. Forget Ron, forget our kids. I've always wanted to be with you. And she leaves Ron and she makes Harry break up with Ginny. How does the world look at Hermione? Better or worse?
I'm not gonna lie, just like in the comparison, I low key. Like, I think it's just like an inner bias. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yo, I think we're all conditioned that way. Is what I'm saying.
Someone's been like Ginny better and then be like, oh,
no doubt there's definitely going to be team Ginny.
Yeah. Be like, oh, Hermione should have been with him since the beginning or something.
And there's going to be team Hermione people. I know there's going to be team Hermione people who are going to be like, go get your man. I know that, but I'm saying for the most part I think it would be different. I'm sorry, I left you hanging for a long time.
I was gonna say it's not really listening. It's not a female's fault that like they get called things. It's like, it's really like other people. They really like other females are given a reputation to like everyone else.
Let's call them women or girls.
It's like, kind of, oh, I just call them female because I don't
know. No, I women is like, again, we're
women that got older and like girls are younger. I don't know. I just call them female. I think it's like So when other girls, like, they do things like send, like, pictures of themselves to boys, and then boys, like, that's, like, when, like, it starts popping, and then boys say that she's, like, she's a thought for doing that. But, like, when boys don't do it, like, let's say, like, I don't know how to say this. So, girls, like, do, so one girl does, like, one thing that's nasty, sends it to a boy, that boy's gonna start spreading it around. But it's, like, really the girl's fault because, wow, she sent her.
But there's also guys that
I know, I'm saying,
send it, and then it's like.
And there's also a variety of like factors like pressure and whatnot.
Well, there's different stories and different.
Hold on, if I could address this, you're right that the girl should take responsibility for trusting a person and sending a private message. But also, I just want to, when you said it's the girl's fault, I want to point out that one of the things, sending the thing in the first place versus sharing it with your friends, one of those is a crime. One of those is like a criminal activity.
I'm saying like in a generous theme, like, if I'm not saying like all girls, I'm saying like one girl does it.
Yep.
And then that's going to make like, that's basically making every girl look bad.
Do you know that boys do that too?
Oh yeah, I know that.
Like regularly.
But right? Like, I'm saying like, well, in this generation, it'd be like, when boys do it, it's like not really a problem. I'm going to agree with that. When boys do it like that. Sometimes, like, I know a couple of people that, like, boys did it, and they've been getting clowned, but most of the time, boys do it. It's, like, not really the case. Like, it's, like, a two-day thing.
Boys being boys is what people say.
Yeah.
That's the word.
It's not for everyone, because I know boys that actually get clowned for that, and they, like, they get hurt because of it.
Yo, bro, I love you. This is why we're having this conversation, because we're recognizing things that we see every day and participate in every day, myself included, and we are also seeing and we understand how it is sexist because we treat it differently for a boy than we treat it for a girl. And we're still conditioned that way. And the reason I think these conversations are so important is so that we can start to, like, if we recognize that, maybe we can start to press through that. Maybe we can start to be like, all right, I'm going to handle this a little bit differently, even though I've always handled it this way and all my people handle it this way. I think the same thing was true for me for, there's F word that's really nasty and vulgar, and it's used for gay people as a slander, and that was regularly used when I was growing up. I know it's far less used now, but what I'm saying is there was a moment where I had to be like, this word's not for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna use this word, even though, like, it feels like everybody and all the sports teams use it just as a way to put other people down. What did you want to say? I'm sorry.
I wanted to say that when it comes to sending the pictures,
yep,
like, it's different for a guy, but when, like, if someone sends it to you, yep, they say you're not supposed to send it, you're not supposed to be stupid and love to send it, but if someone sends it to you, they're trusting you, why are you gonna send it around or nothing? Yeah, it should be called, like, just why would you win with that?
Yo, I have never understood this. Somebody sends you a private message, somebody sends you a private message, right? It's an intimate photo. It's the kind of thing that you want, you probably even asked for in some cases, right? Like, a lot of people do, send me this, blah, blah, blah. If you share it, aren't you the asshole? Like, wouldn't people not trust you?
That's, like, old. Like, nowadays, people don't really, like, save it. Like, they just, like, look and then just go, well, like, oh, that's just for me, though. I don't know who you guys
are. I feel. Hold on. I want to go over here. Okay.
I got a question.
I'm sorry.
So, say that person cheated on you. You think... Not even just cheated on you. Say that person cheated on you with your best friend. Do you think that's a valid reason to leak the
photo? Nah. There's a word for that. Do you guys
talk about? I don't know. I never seen this. People like talk about, like, I know boys that talk about having it, but they don't show people. I don't know what type of people you guys talk to.
It's regular enough that we're all familiar.
I've only experienced it.
We're all familiar.
I haven't experienced.
Do you guys know what Elkin just named though? Do you guys know the word for that? Revenge. It's revenge porn if you share your lover's or your previous lover's.
Oh, you do this and I would stop it, then you do that.
Huh? Also,
you should be smart and know who you're sending it to, or don't send it at all.
It's also a crime, by the way. I definitely agree with that, but you want to, sometimes people betray you. Sometimes your cousins who you've known all your life betray you. Sometimes your father, your mother, you feel betrayed by these people.
Why does your mom have
that, well, that would be...
One girl that got, like, her stuff posted because her mom was like, look at my daughter, look what she posted.
Yeah, this is wild. But that's not where I'm going with this. What I'm saying is sometimes you love somebody and you share things with them, and it doesn't matter, even just saying I love you to somebody. And for somebody else to share that later after you guys break up feels gross. It feels right. Hurtful. So the pictures, the anything, even a picture of you guys hanging out just feels gross and hurtful sometimes. We're going into last thoughts because we got food here and we want to actually eat mango con salami. Shout out to Elkin. Shout out to Elkin's mom. Everybody find Elkin and his mom and throw money at her to make some mango con salami. Final thoughts. Go ahead.
About the LGBTQ+F slur. I've actually been called it before. It's not fun. Somebody thought it was funny to call me that. And in the end, he was just like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that it was like actually, that it actually was taken that bad.
It went away for a long time, and it seems to be coming back now.
You know, for me, I see like a lot of slurs, and especially in video games, they use that F slur, hard R, a lot. They use a lot of things, like, especially in COD or Rainbow Six Siege. It got crazy.
And it's always the Tokyo.
Not even Tokyo. Like grown men, 23 years old, just like...
Anybody else have anything to add? Go ahead, quickly. Very quickly.
When you were saying female, like D, I realized female is a short form for feminine male.
Right. Yo, why do they have to be derivative of men, right? Like, unless you're going Adam and Eve type stuff. All right, we're going to have some mango con salami. This has been another mango con salami episode with the founders of mango con salami, Highlander Charter School. My steampunks from Highlander, please say peace out to the world.
Next time we're going to be talking about the shadow government. Peace out.
Bye.